This festive season, charities in Singapore are appealing for more donors to spread some cheer for the less fortunate. They've been facing dwindling donations this year, with some organizations finding it harder to meet their goals.
For more, here's Marcus Moo, Director of Social and Community Services Singapore for the Salvation Army. And Marcus is joined by Desmond Koh, Executive Director of the Boys Brigade. Let's start with Marcus. Why would you say it's been tougher collecting donations this year compared to 2022? What could be slowing down the inflow of donations this round?
Well, first of all, thank you for this opportunity to come on air. I must say for this year, clearly there's been concern over cost of living. That's been in the minds of some families. And also, the world has been quite uncertain, and given the conflicts around the world, that too captures the attention of the general public, who may be donating to some of these other causes. So, you could see the diversification of causes. If you just check in giving.sg, that will give you a sense of scale of such causes. So that's kind of the kind of, environment that we are confronting.
Desmond, is there anything else you'd like to add on to what Marcus has just said?
Well, really, for us, our project, the BB Share Gift, tends to be more centered around this festive season rather than through the year. So for us, I think this holiday season is a time for us to allow Singaporeans to share in that festivity with our beneficiaries. And well, it may be a bit slower this year. It wouldn't have been the first time we encountered slower donations, and sometimes it's really quite hard for us to pinpoint the exact reason, given that our project is only about 1.5 months. Yeah.
And do tell us some of the activities that both your organizations do that our listeners may not be aware of. Let's start with Desmond.
Right. So I mentioned that our project, the BB Share a Gift, runs for about 1.5 months in the period of November and December. The physical collection ended on 18 December, but we're still having online options available to members of the public who would like to make a donation to this project, BB Share a Gift. And basically what we do here is we take the collection and we give food hampers to some of the 45,000 beneficiaries on our list during this festive season. The project is not just about making donations of items, but it is also about getting volunteers involved and going out there and making deliveries as well. So you can actually participate in this project in more ways than one. So it's not just about the giving. It's also about giving of time as a volunteer. Yeah.
Okay, Desmond, you said the Share a Gift involves beneficiaries. Who are these beneficiaries?
Right. So these beneficiaries are basically people who are under the ComCare program, as well as beneficiaries who are receiving help from the different social services agencies in Singapore. Something new this year is we've taken on also beneficiaries under the Comlink program as well. So that's that does explain why this year we are reaching out to one of the highest numbers of beneficiaries that the project has undertaken since.
Yeah. Okay. Marcus, would you like to tell us some of the activities that the Salvation Army does?
Well, I understand the public generally associate us with donation bins and thrift stores, and for that, you know, we're deeply grateful and you know, thankful for that. But honestly, the Salvation Army does a lot more than just donation bins and thrift stores. We do care for dementia elderly. We do care for children and youth or broken families and homes, the ex-offenders and inmates who need help reintegrating, and even the migrant workers who, you know, who may be at risk of being socially isolated.
And Marcus, how much more is needed for the Salvation Army to achieve the target for its year-end festive donations?
You know, when we kicked off the campaign, we had an initial shortfall by a factor of 10 to 15%. But we have since caught up. We've got just one more day to go to don our red apron and you know, ring the bell before our kettles to achieve our goal of 310,000. So truly grateful to the Singapore public.
And can we still find you at shopping malls? I remember back in the day, we would always find the Salvation Army staff, you know, people just there, and then you make a donation and you ring the bell. Is it still quite common? Because I haven't been to Orchard Road in a while. I haven't seen you in a while.
Oh, well, Lance, yes, please do come to any of the main shopping malls. We are there. We are there to annoy you with some of our ringing of bells. And sometimes the brass bands will play too.
Love it. Okay, yeah. And then people can just drop in their donation. We're wondering as well, if they decide to give a more substantial amount of monetary donation, is that also something that can be tax exempted? Are there any benefits if some people want to give, maybe a corporate is listening in and they want to give something more substantial, can they do it and maybe get some sort of tax break at all, Marcus?
Yes, that is entirely possible. We are an IPC, and that means what I would advise anyone who's tuning in who wants to do that to check in on our website, salvationarmy.org.sg, and the instructions will be there to get the tax deductible receipts.
Yeah. Desmond, how about you?
Yeah,
similar as well?
Yeah, the Voice Brigade is also an IPC, so you can also make a donation and yes, you'll be eligible for tax benefits.
And how easy is it to make a monetary donation to the Salvation Army or the Boys Brigade? Can people do a one-off donation or must they go on a monthly donation?
Well, maybe I'll take that question first. Well, they can certainly make a one-off donation. There's no need to make a monthly donation. And of course, as I mentioned earlier, for our project specifically, it's just that 1.5 month period. So usually most givers would be focused in on that period. So you don't look at monthly giving in that sense. Yeah.
And Desmond?
Sorry, that was me.
Okay, Marcus.
Okay, on the Salvation Army side, we welcome both monthly giving or a one-off donation. In fact, our kettles are deployed all over the island. There are folks who make anonymous donation, and we could tell through the counting someone has unloaded a piggy bank of theirs. So very thankful.
Is there an app that people can go to as well to make it nice and easy for listeners right now? If they just download an app and if they want to donate, they can do it with so much ease. Is that possible at all now?
So just to follow through, if you visit any of our red kettles now at the shopping malls, there is a QR code pasted right up there, and you can make a PayNow contribution. But if you check out our website, various forms of giving is made possible. And in fact, just to add, we have recently did a tie-up with a crypto.com to also allow folks to make digital asset giving that convert to fiat donations.
Okay, Desmond, similar as well. It's nice and easy for people to donate because that could be a huge factor.
Yes, definitely. Well, you know, one of the things that happened over the pandemic period was we couldn't do the physical collection like we typically could, and we had to pivot towards more electronic means. So right now, donors who want to support the ShareGive project can also actually donate through the various platforms similar to what Marcus has mentioned, PayNow or even Giving.sg. And for us, because it's very much food-centered as well, we have also partnered up with FairPrice. So you can go to FairPrice online and actually purchase a food hamper for the project as well. Yeah.
Okay, thank you. Desmond Koh, who is the Executive Director of the Boys Brigade, and Marcus Mu, Director of Social and Community Services Singapore for the Salvation Army.